Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This week in America, fragments of identity, lost memories and twisted realities, and the exciting literary adventure Angel of the Storm from Larry Higdon. This amazing story takes you to the heart of danger and mystery and a realistic look into domestic abuse. In this darkly riveting novel, Larry writes a sophisticated psychological mystery that is also a heartbreakingly honest meditation on memory and identity. A man who embarks on a desperate quest to recover his memory and the search for his truth will go back decades and have shattering consequences. When Larry wrote Angel of the Storm, he was working as an elementary school counselor with kindergarten and first graders and was a registered play therapist. Also a lawyer, Larry has spent most of his life in metropolitan Atlanta. Larry Higdon, author of Angel of the Storm, is our guest on This Week in America. Larry, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's a really important topic that you discuss, themes that you discuss in your book, Angel of the Storm. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Let's start, first of all, with the basics. Where did you get the idea for Angels of the Storm?
You know, for years and years, I had these scenes in my head, and none of them connected to a story until all of a sudden they did. And it was exciting when I realized that I could put all those scenes together into a coherent story. And I was able to sit down and write it, and it was almost like taking dictation at that point, because the story, it's like I already had the story, but I didn't have it in any kind of beginning, middle, and end form until just a few years ago, when I realized, hey, I could write this.
It's amazing how this evolved and how the story was apparently ready to be told during this time. The book we're talking about is Angel of the Storm. The author is Larry Higdon, H-I-G-D-O-N. His website is angelofthestorm.com. How did you decide on naming the characters? We've got Bad News Johnson. We've got Katie. We've got McBroom. The characters really come to life. We really feel like we can see them, like we feel them, like we understand them in the book Angel of the Storm. How did you go about naming these characters?
Sometimes I actually looked online for names that would fit in a story. An editor told me that I needed to be very careful about naming characters because the readers would be sensitive to the kind of stories. For example, the little girl was not originally named Ellen. I found her name online, and I think it means something like light. And that fit.
Yes.
With her being the angel, and so as far as Bad News Johnson, I don't know. That name came a long time ago, and I thought it was kind of funny, but I also thought it was a good name for somebody who was struggling with violence and addiction and those kind of issues.
It is.
But Broom,
it's
again,
fit.
That was one of those scenes where I saw people laughing around this guy named McBroom. So it goes way, way back. And I don't know where that name came from.
Like all of them.
I thought it was kind of a funny name for a funny guy.
Well, it is. It fits the character. We're talking about characters in Larry's book, Angel of the Storm. Larry's website is angelofthestorm.com. Book available, You Are Link Publishing, Amazon.com, all of the usual places. A lot of time in fiction, we see some autobiographical elements. Is this the case in your novel? Are there any characters there based on you or people that you knew?
When people ask me that, I tell them that I'm none of the characters, and I'm all of the characters. All of them probably are facets of me, but no one particular character is me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The book is... I apologize for interrupting. What I find fascinating is how this sort of evolves, sort of character by character. It sounds like even scene by scene over the years. And then there was this moment where you decided to write it, and it almost wrote itself. And it's such a powerful novel, Angel of the Storm. Larry's website is angelofthestorm.com. You organized a novel into book one, book two, rather than parts one and two. Why did you decide on that format?
That was kind of a throwback. Back in the hundreds of years ago, that's the way a novel was defined, as a series of books. And I just decided to do that kind of as a homage to my older brother, who was an English literature major. And I thought I would just use that format instead of the usual part one and part two.
Well, I like that. That's one of the reasons the book stands apart from so many others. The book is Angel of the Storm. Larry's website is angelofthestorm.com. Larry Higdon, H-I-G-D-O-N. The story includes a terrible tragedy. Were you concerned about offending readers and maybe changing the scene? What went into that in deciding to come up with it the way it's presented in the book?
That was one of those scenes that I saw for years and years. And I didn't think of the possibility of offending readers until some readers told me that they had a problem with it. And all I could say to them was, well, that's the way it happened.
Yes.
And it was funny. It really was like I was writing nonfiction instead of fiction. So I just wrote it that way. And the other thing is, it has to happen that way. For I mean that's the turning point of the whole plot. It has to be really dramatic and really heavy.
Yes.
For it to turn Johnson around the way it did.
Well, I'm glad you left it the way it is, because it has that that impact as you're writing the story. You mentioned several times these were visions that you had, scenes that you had in your mind over years, not necessarily for a book, but they were prevalent thoughts, scenes in your mind. Where did these come from? From real life situations? How did this background, how did you get to this point where you were having these scenes in your mind? How did this all develop?
I just, my wild imagination.
Interesting.
I had wanted to be a writer from childhood. And over the years, one after another, these scenes developed, and I wanted to write it. And finally, I figured out a way. So
this is, I think,
the imagination of a writer, I guess.
Patience. How important is patience, the long game, in being a writer? Sometimes you hear people, authors, that think they have to force it. They think they're on the self-imposed clock and they have to get it done a certain amount of time and they have to crank out material. It sounds like you just sort of organically, you let this flow.
Yeah, sat down and started typing, and it just came. I would say, well, I need a metaphor here, and it would come. I need a twist in the plot here, and it would come. So, or I need some background here.
Yes.
And I would come up with it.
Well, that's a technique that worked for you. You've said you've always wanted to be a writer. What is the best way to learn to be a writer? Someone listening maybe would like to have the success that you've had, to be able to publish a book, a very meaningful, well-received book, an award-winning book. What's the best way to go about being a writer? Is this something you can learn, or just something that sort of gradually happens as you're in the writing process?
I think it gradually happens. I think the best way to learn to be a writer is to read.
Yes.
Just one word, read. Read, read, read. That way, the words you need will come. Because you've got the words in your head. When I was an elementary school counselor, I used to tell my kids, you come to school to learn the words you need to go through life and solve problems and do the things you want to do. You need words to do that. And reading gives you the words.
It's such an important element.
And reading also gives you the ability to construct plots.
Yes.
And that sort of thing.
So when you're reading, you're actually sort of learning at the same time. Aren't you learning from the author that you're reading and their technique and what they're doing?
Yes. And you know, I don't mean to read trash, but I mean, read the classics, you know, people like Charles Dickens. Also, it's okay to read people like Robert Ludlum. My favorite book is The Bourne Identity.
Oh, yes.
Steve Barry, I could name several authors that I think are excellent. Jodi Picoult, they write in different genres, but they give you a rich understanding of the process.
Our guest is Larry Higdon. That's Higdon, author of the book Angel of the Storm. His website is angelofthestorm.com. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on directly to Larry's website. A few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about what you hope the message is that resonates with the reader. One that that comes to mind is you're reading this when he slowly discovers he doesn't like who he was before and he wants to do better. And I'm thinking, even for those of us who were fully aware of what we've done in the past in self-reflection, we probably would feel the same way. Was that a message, a theme that you have in there for all of us to consider as well?
Yes. I think one of the themes certainly is redemption.
Yes.
Another is just the age-old battle of good versus evil. And in that regard, I think about book two and Katie's struggle in that horrific school that she worked at. People have asked me, you know, surely there's no such school as that. And in reality, I said, oh, yes, there is. I went to grad school with people who taught at schools like that. So there are schools that are that dilapidated. Now, I poured everything into that school. I put a principal who didn't care about anything except test scores, and I had just the most terrible conditions you could even imagine.
Yes. This book is Angel of the Storm by Larry Higdon and touches on so many very important themes. You talk about children and how their early childhood and what happens at home shapes them. I've only got a couple minutes left, but talk about that. I'm sure that's something you saw on a daily basis when you were involved with you know, first and second graders in school.
Yes, I did. Really opened my eyes. I mean, those children are wonderful. They a lot of them had to struggle with situations, you know, high poverty
Yes.
situations. The school I worked at was a high poverty school. And so I saw kids who just trooped their way through. It was amazing. They didn't complain about their circumstances. I had, you know, one little girl who came up to me and talked to me and just said, I'm poor. And just as a matter of fact way. So I think grown-ups could learn a lot from the way kids...
Yes, and the impact
things.
That parents have on shaping who those children are. The book is really well done, receiving excellent reviews. Larry, what are you working on now?
I've got a crime novel I'm working on now.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, and again, this is a case where these characters date back to when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And I brought them forth.
Interesting. The mind of an author. All of these are sort of in your personal library, and you can refer to them as you're working on your literary works here. And this book is so well done, and again, receiving excellent reviews. It takes you to the heart of danger, mystery, a realistic look into domestic abuse, touches on so many levels that will get you thinking as you're reading the story. Angel of the Storm, Larry Higdon, the author. Larry, a pleasure having you on the program. Finish up the new novel, and would love to do this again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Larry Higdon, the book is Angel of the Storm. Website, easy, name of the book, angelofthestorm.com. My thanks to urlinkpublishing.com for arranging our conversation today. Book available wherever books are sold, information on Larry's website, and we have a link directly to Larry's website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.